Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to Inspiring African Travel. This is James here, and it's been an amazing series so far. I hope you've enjoyed it. And of course, a big part of it has been the fundraising and dedication in Julia's memory. I am absolutely delighted to say that we've raised already £6,000, just over, so far. But I don't know if you remember, but when we initially launched, our goal was to reach £30,000 by the end of this year, really so that we can have a lasting impact on the three areas that we're supporting. So a massive thanks everyone who's donated so far, but wow, we really want to keep up the momentum. So if you know somebody who's keen and you can pass on the message, we'd love for us to keep the momentum going and reach as many people as we can so that we can reach our target. But certainly we'll be talking more about it as we close up the series and talk a little bit more about where the money is going that has been donated so far. There'll be a few more opportunities down the line for us to do another big push. If you're just jumping on and you haven't yet listened to the launch episode and our introduction to the school in Ghana and the project in Zanzibar that we are supporting, then please jump into those episodes earlier on in the series. And before we do our final introduction into our Botswana project and collaboration there with Tempe, I want to share this episode that I recorded with Andrew Flatt and myself back at the picturesque Namasiri Island Lodge last year in the Okavango Panhandle. What an amazing place, but what an incredible guy Andrew is. He's very kindly agreed to work closely with Inspiring African Travel to help us oversee the funds that we are bringing in and the projects that we're donating to act as a sort of trustee. But he's also been a part of our team from the very beginning. We've recorded several episodes with Andrew, and as well as being my colleague, he's a really, really great friend. We recorded this episode. Initially, our plan was to do it out in the salt pans, but we got carried away with getting photos and filming some other little clips and just getting into the moment. I think when you're out in the salt pans, it's really about absorbing your surroundings when you're there. So we decided to record when we were up at the Okavango Panhandle, and Andrew shared a lot about his stories of meeting Jules and what her legacy means to him. And of course, what we're trying to achieve with this fundraising year and how we're really going to try and make a difference. So it's a lovely chat with a chorus of bird sound at dawn. Those of you who know Botswana and Southern Africa will pick up a few species, I'm sure, in the background. But thank you, mate, for everything you've done and for spending that morning chatting with me. Once again, guys, please, if you haven't yet donated, it's really easy. Just jump onto our website, inspiringafricantravel.com. The donate instructions are really easy to follow and also easy to share. So we'd be really grateful. Thanks for joining in, everyone, and really looking forward to hearing from you. We're always up for ideas, advice, and shout outs, whatever it is. Cheers for now and enjoy. Thanks, Andrew. We're here in the Okavango Delta. It's not the Makgadikgadi pans as we planned. Completely different.
Yeah.
One is dry, dusty, expansive. This is lush, green, full of water, but equally as beautiful, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, one feeds historically the other. The beginning of the water system in Botswana and the end of it, we chose the beginning.
Yeah, that's it. But plus, if we're lucky, we might get an African fish eagle calling. They've been calling like mad as we set up the camera and everything, but
we might get a
grunt of a hippo, little creak of a crake,
bark of a vervet monkey. I'm watching them run around the lodge right now.
Amazing. Well, anyway, it's a bit of a sad
time in the sense that we're going to be talking about jewels. And but at the same time, it's hopefully something to celebrate and going to be enriching, because we're here basically because of her. And Inspiring African Travel was something that she pushed us to start. And now we always wanted to do something good. And now here we are accelerating that because of her and starting a charity, starting a trust. And well, thanks for agreeing to support us and everything. And I think before we start, like, let's just chat a little bit about, if you don't mind, about what, how you met Jules, and obviously through me.
Yeah.
And what was special about her for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to be able to sit and have this conversation, and something you guys spoke about for so long. And I suspect it was something that she was driving in the background, and you were going, we'll get there. So proud of you for actually getting it going now. I mean, this is incredible. It's just jump right in and do it. But that was Jules, right? She was pushing. She drove. She didn't sit back and amble along. Yeah, she was such a caring person. So this is kind of the perfect way to honor her, isn't it? It's a way for us to care for other people through Jules's passions. I knew when I met Jules, I realized very quickly that people and people being happy and that compassion was a huge part of her. It was through you that I met her. And if I may say so, not to oust you, I think she was a lot more caring considering the circumstances. Because it was when I flew to London for the first time. Now keep in mind, this was my first time in a first world country. I was 23 and completely out of my depth. I had not done any research, nothing. And I landed in London at 6 a.m. after a very long flight. And I didn't know what to do, how to get to my hotel, where my hotel was. You had booked a hotel for me and you guys were only arriving in the evening. And I somehow managed to hail a taxi after many failed attempts and got to this hotel, dropped off my stuff, went to meet you guys, and was kind of a fish out of water. And you were obviously, there's the fish eagle.
Nice.
You were obviously very comfortable there and cruising around, and Jules kind of just took me under her wing and she was like, right, come. We're going to my auntie's house here, my friend's house here, this person's house. And we just cruised around, and within a day I was like a London local. And every time I was walking in the wrong bloody direction or trying to cross a road, she was just grab me and she's like, come flatty, let me teach you.
Are you saying that I was a bit more like, you must just get on with it, school of hard knocks?
Yeah, you got to learn the hard way, the rest of us. Just immediately there was a warmth about Jules that just made me go, you're always going to be okay when Jules was around. And the incredible thing was, right up until the end that she kept that going. I remember just a few weeks before she passed, she messaged me on my birthday. Hey, Flatty, hope you're doing well. Have a great day and keep being you, kind of thing. And I was like, my goodness. I was so taken aback. I was just sitting looking at my phone, like, you know, considering everything, taking the time out to go, day for you, bud. Yeah, she's a very special woman. We were all lucky to know her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we tried to talk a bit about what we were going to do in the long term with Inspiring African Travel. And it was hard because the more we spoke about it, the more it was we were acknowledging the end of our fights. So we didn't talk about it a great deal. She trusted me, I think, and we knew. That's so much of, like, our relationship was just subliminal, if you like, you know. And we had a wonderful few years, even though she's been fighting that cancer for quite some time. We had some joyous moments and intimate times like together during those 2 years that I'll never forget it. But you're absolutely right. She was always the one going, come on, let's get on with it. I even remember that same trip in London. I got out at London Victoria. It was actually one of the first little bit of a sort of conflicts we had in our relationship where I got off the train and London Victoria Station is expansive, you might say. And
good way to describe it.
The hotel, I was just like, well, I'll just get out of the train and just, I walk out of the first exit I can get out of and then just go straight in there and find the hotel somehow. But the weather was a little bit inclement, and Jules was like, no, let's take time, let's figure out which is the right exit to go to into direct. Big bags. Anyway, long story short, of course, I just charged ahead. She followed me, and we got out at the worst possible exit on the other side of the station. It was raining outside. We had big bags, and we had to walk about 1 kilometer around the station to get to the hotel in the rain. She wasn't pleased. And
really?
And quite right as well. But yeah, that's a lovely tribute. Thank you for that. And may I say as well that the feeling was mutual. You know, Jules always was extremely fond of you. And Jules never had a bad thing to say about anyone. But in the same breath, you know, there are very few people that she would let close, you know, and just, and you're definitely one of those people. Even sometimes at home when I'd be giving you a hard time after a tough day at work, she'd be going, no, Flat, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. And I was like, yeah, you're right, Jules, he's a good boy, but still.
Yeah, we used to pick on you, didn't we? Little team up on all of our missions into the Delta and things. I remember you just look at Jules and she'd have this massive grin on her face and she'd be ready to give you gears because you were driving too fast over the bumps or something. And she'd look back at me almost to say, like, watch this. And she'd be like, Jamie, why are you trying to destroy your car? And I'd just go, yeah, James, why are you trying to... And you grumpy, grimacing.
What a special girl.
She'd enjoy this setting, hey, for this conversation, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Well, she's definitely in our hearts all the time. And this is basically why we've started to honor her and to do good by her and do it in her memory with her energy and her passion behind it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's actually chat about that a bit because we've alluded to it a couple of times. And if anyone follows you on Facebook or Instagram, they've obviously seen that you've taken the leap now. And IAT, Inspiring African Travel, as it was, as a podcast, as a platform, you know, having some really awesome conversations with really awesome people. And what it is now, that's where it's developing to, as well as, I guess, maybe explain the linkage and how someone who's listening to us now and listening to the birds come alive in the background can sort of be a part of that.
Yeah, Jules loved Inspiring African Travel. When we got that going, we managed to get 5 seasons under our belt. Sure. And you were part of many of those, and she was very keen that we cracked on. In fact, we recorded quite a few episodes with her when she was in that fight. And the plan is very much to continue to do that. We have a lot of really good contacts in the industry, and we want to continue to share different topics and different series that can just enlighten people about traveling in Africa and the wonderful things that it can do and the great places and experiences there are. But this Inspiring African Travel always started because we wanted to share good news stories. People working on the ground in Africa who didn't have a voice, you know, and share those inspiring stories about them and the difference it makes in Africa. And now we're just going to take it to the next level. And that's why the trust will be started to actually support particular projects that are going on in Africa, grassroots projects, and cover as much of the continent as we can. And so that's where the idea was born, a trust that could actually focus on these projects and we want to do it in a little bit of a unique way so that it's personable. So we're starting off with three particular projects in Africa. A lovely little school in West Africa, in Ghana, that was started 12 years ago. It's a secondary school with 500 kids. It was the first totally free secondary school in Ghana. And I was lucky to go there in April. It was just an incredible experience. And so that'll be us. And then we'll go across to East Africa to episode, I can't remember which episode it was, but...
Come on, mate, you need to be able to minute this, it was mentioned.
Frank, the Maasai diver, a very good friend of Jules's, who is a dive instructor in Zanzibar in East Africa, Tanzania.
That's got to be my favorite episode, by the
way. Very cool episode.
Such a cool episode.
He's a lovely guy. And he is running a charity called Linda Bahari, where he teaches local Zanzibari in the local community to dive, teaches them to be rescue divers, but also at the same time helps plant coral gardens and rehabilitate areas around there. So that'll be lovely.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, here in Botswana, we'll support a good friend of Jules's and a good friend of all of ours, Tempi Adams, and her project collaborating with the local community in the Chobe enclave in northern Botswana, and help those local communities live in harmony with elephants and support elephant conservation, but very importantly support the local farmers. And I hope people are going to feel excited about it.
Yeah, it's also nice because it's projects that Jules also knew about and would have been like, let's do it, that's a great project, those people need any and all support they can get, and this is how we can do it. And I think what's important is that, you know, you often find with a charity or a trust, people kind of just go pie in the sky. You know, it's just going to be this big charity that supports everybody a little bit. And in some senses that works, in some senses it doesn't. But I think what's key, and maybe what you can also talk to a little more, is that this charity in this trust is personal. It's about an intimate impact. It's about the people who are part of it having a direct impact, being able to say, right, this is where it goes, and the listeners being able to follow that through our perspective, right?
That's exactly the plan, and that's what we hope will make it unique. Obviously, you know, we want a lot of Jules' friends and colleagues from the industry to join our journey, and those who have the opportunity to donate and support us would be wonderful. But more than anything, we want to make it fun and engaging and make those who get involved to feel emotionally tied in to what's going on. And we're going to do that by physically going to visit these projects and share updates with everybody that follows us, have a social media platform for it, share updates about who's just qualified as a diver, show where the money is going towards diving equipment, updates from Botswana, kids from Ghana, you know, it's really cool stuff.
I'm just telling you now, there's like a lot of really cool trips and going and getting these updates that's going to be done. But don't you think that this is only going to be you that gets all the glory and travel and fun, mate? The trustees, this crowd are going to... We better be utilized on the ground a little bit as well.
Don't worry, Flatty. Just be assured that being a trustee is not a case of just sitting back and signing a piece of paper. I'm going to make you work, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted it for my LinkedIn profile. That's all.
No, that's it. So it's... we want to make... I think so many charities out there often, you know, you feel disconnected with what's going on. You know, a lot of good causes... People donate money, and then that's kind of the end, the end of it. So maybe corporate sponsors, those who want an annual membership to be contribute, so that we have that longevity of seeing and making those differences along the way. And hopefully that'll be something that sets us apart to make sure that people are constantly enjoying following where they are making a difference across Africa.
Yeah, well, I think that's to me, that's the key for this. You know, I've what sort of caught me, apart from the fact that obviously I knew Jules, I know you, and I've been a part of the IAT journey in some way for a while. What really sort of caught my attention and what made me say I want to be a part of this and help be a driving force in it is that it doesn't end for the person sitting wherever they are. It doesn't end with making that payment to donate, and then your money goes somewhere, and maybe if you're lucky, you get an email going, thank you for your donation, and we'll name something in your honor or something like that. That's not the end journey. The end is, that's the beginning. The end is that you become part of, you are now someone who has contributed to a small, powerful group of people that are going and saying, that little contribution you made, whether big or small, and big, no problem, we'll take those. But you are part of it. When that money gets used, you are part of the communications there, you are part of the journey there. After that money is used and the impact is still long-lasting, you're part of it and you will understand, you can follow it. We'll be talking to people, you know. Maybe I go dive with Frank and this is a year after we've signed him up. It's not like the money's been paid and gone and there we go. We want people to feel that this is their journey as much as anything else, right? Definitely. So that's the link between the platforms.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting to me is we can go off on the podcast and still do really targeted series and bring out some unique stories that aren't related, but there will still be so much that is related. So you're getting best of both. You can be inspired to travel to Africa and you can be inspired to support Africa.
Yep.
That should be the tagline right there.
We nailed it. Well, I just feel like everything's just, I feel quite emotional because it's all come to life. You've got the staff choir singing and the look at the sun.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And the birds and everything coming to life, so.
Yeah. There we are, mate. That choir, the timing was perfect. That was Jules going, you boys are getting too arrogant talking about yourselves and me.
That was so nice.
Yeah.
I think we nailed it, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, donate to IAT Travel.
Yeah.
Hold on, put your glasses on so we can do that again.
What, sunglasses? How am I going to do that?
Fair enough. At least put them down so you don't look like you're holding them. Look into the camera, deep and long in there.
What do we say?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Together at the same time?
No, that's so 2002.
What do we say?
Maybe I'll do the talking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, donate to African Inspiring Travel. Ladies and gentlemen, donate to Inspiring African Travel.
Please.
Thank you. There we go, job done.